What are you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna give it something socially responsible to do.
Can't we just let it go?
This thing needs to learn how to adapt, Murph.
Again, let's mask up.
Like the rest of us.
This world's a treasure. It's been telling us to leave for a while now.
Your daughter's generation will be the last to survive on Earth.
You're the best pilot we ever had.
Get out there and save the world.
Everybody ready to say goodbye to our solar system?
To our galaxy.
Here we go.
We're here.
We want to get down fast, don't we?
Actually, we want to get there in one piece.
Hang on. Our mission does not work if the people on Earth are dead by the time we pull it off.
Well, we got this far, farther than any human in history.
Oh, not far enough.
Make it count.
There's the mountains.
Those aren't mountains. They're waves.
Am I gonna make it?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You might have to decide between seeing your children again and the future of the human race.
We'll find a way. We always have.
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The Jam Show.
Tonight's guest, Dean. Featuring the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke.
Rabbit, rabbit, happy October. Water charges come into effect in Ireland today, and that's a lot of fun.
Really?
For some people.
Why, what's on today?
Water charges. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
The 1st of October, which means a year from today, we're all going to get our bill.
Yeah, my neighbor was like really complaining about that the last day.
So that's really fun, and Owen's here, and we have special guests, and it's all great. Yay! Hello and welcome to episode, what episode is it?
It's actually Han.
Okay, what episode is it?
137. What? No, we've been on 137 for ages.
So the three Switzerland episodes were 33, 34, 35, and the episode we did on Friday was 36, so this is 137.
I feel like we've been on 137 for like four episodes, I didn't say it.
Well, you weren't on 133, 134, 135, neither was I.
I didn't learn.
That was just Michael and Key and Shane and Twist.
I need to learn two poems going into my master, should be alright. But he has like some wank requested.
Do you need to know the full poems?
No, but I should.
I know all the necessary quotes.
My notes are the notes that she gave everyone.
I never go by.
I never go by Irish test. Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay.
Look, I didn't break that with my strong hands.
We've got, Yates.
I guess I'm not going to get any study done. Okay, it's 5:30 now. I'll get 20 minutes of study done.
Well.
I'll always go now.
You have to study while contributing to the podcast.
So I'll do my reading of W.B. Yeats's The Lake Isle of Innisfree. I'll see if I can recite it.
I learned it now. I learned that like 3 years ago.
I knew it 3 years ago.
I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, the small cabin building.
No, I need to know that. I will rise and go and go to Innisfree. It's a small cabin building.
With feeling.
There's no feeling in it.
There is feeling. It's a passion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will arise and go. This is retarded. Wait, I will rise and go and I'm going to
Innisfree. Don't use that derogatory term.
A small cabin build there of clay and what is made. 9 bean rows will I have there. No, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
A hive for the honeybee and now...
And they will be like, come on, how do you not know this?
Okay. There's always a way around this. What?
That's the easiest poem. The hardest one to learn is, I don't know.
Is that my wallpaper?
Which one?
I'm not sure. Let's see. They...
What is wrong with Ben?
What's saying by that to you? The young and one of those... No, that's not the start of the poem.
You actually need to know it off by heart?
No, but I need to know. I need to at least know a few quotes.
I need to know the quotes for your...
All right, okay. I'm thinking the question that's going to come up is,
But I'm terrible at remembering this stuff.
The question is going to be like, W.B. Yeats uses imagery in his poetry to convey a sense of longing. Write about this.
No, I'll be like,
well, we don't have the time to write. We're only going to have like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we don't have the right
time. That is no country.
We don't have the time to write 1,238 words.
Did you count that?
I wrote that for the home.
Well?
Time to write that in 40 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I wonder to shut up.
I see this 10 minutes where you think, because, you know, we're just...
We need to hear a name for her. Well, she's French, so what's like a really, really racist French stereotype?
Pierre.
No, your new name is Le Escargot.
Oh my god, no, please, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I mean, oui.
Oui.
So today's host is Lucien, and co-host is Han and Escargot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No.
Ruffy is an Irish name.
This is becoming too crowded.
Well, what's really an Irish stereotype?
I don't have room for these people on the episode.
Shopping on Friday night.
Okay, slowly.
Yeah, I'll ask my mommy if I can.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll ask my mommy if I can.
La 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 la.
Okay. Where are we meeting up?
Bye bye.
My attention fixed on Roman.
Where are we meeting up?
What?
Where are we meeting up?
Oh, we're going to your shopping. You can come if you want.
Yeah, I need to buy a crop top.
I would love to see you in a crop top.
Excuse me while I vomit.
Went shopping for crop top before because I thought they were so retarded because what does it cover?
Oh my god, she's doing
not by itself, am I? Oh my
no,
god.
No, you're not.
I'm actually not going to learn this.
But why?
But I know this stuff. It's just really retarded things that I don't remember.
You just use the word. You just use the word retarded.
I know
too.
I did it on purpose.
Today,
I'm sorry.
Out the word,
so much
the
editing.
We're something the O word.
Instead of retarded, we shall say muffin.
No, Elise.
We shall say Elise. That is so Elise.
Yeah.
You actually, really,
you really Elise that up that time. Yeah. You're such an Elise.
See, I mean, Elise saved Lucien.
No. You don't even say for retarded sake. You don't say.
Where
that.
Are you at, mate?
I mean, when he uses that M8 thing, I literally get shivers.
Yeah. I love that. M9. You ever see M9?
You use it. Stop,
or you did M19. Or M18.
M11. M11.
I'm not going to remember that September 13 was published in the Irish Times, am I?
You don't need to.
Okay, everyone,
I like to know all this stuff.
September 1913.
Today will be the first ever Jimmy and Lou silent podcast.
No, we've done that before. It's really boring.
Okay,
I have stuff to talk about.
I'll remember it anyway.
Stuff to talk about. They killed Rabbi Krestovsky on The Simpsons this weekend.
Oh my god,
that affects everyone's lives forever.
Really, they couldn't kill the main character?
No, they said we're killing Krusty, and everyone thought it was Krusty the Clown, and they killed his father.
What's being funny is this Krabappo, because, you know, really mad.
Because the actress died?
Is he?
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
Oh, no.
Oh, the actress who voiced Mrs. Krabappo died like 6 months ago.
What?
Yeah.
I
thought you knew that.
There for a minute.
I mean, they'll just it's a cartoon. They'll just get someone else to do the voice. It's not that hard. Like, I'm sure Hank Azaria does every voice, but that's okay. The same edition that Kian has. I've got a better edition.
Yeah, I've got that edition too. I've got like five editions.
I have this one. Mr. Kelly has this one.
So many editions.
So as long as
I'm
like
Kian. I've got so many editions.
Well, this is tomorrow.
I need
anyway.
This.
No, I need to look. I'm just reading the poems.
Okay. So
they killed Rabbi Krestovsky, voiced by Jackie Mason, who is an avid anti-Palestinian person.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
I don't know.
I mean, no one gives the least.
In other Simpsons news, well, shit's not so bad. In other Simpsons news, the Family Guy Simpsons crossover episode aired on Sunday, and
and I will now discuss it for approximately 2 minutes.
Okay, I know this one. I know Kent. All right.
So season premiere of Family Guy, and I was delighted to see Family Guy back on the air. Funniest show on TV consistently, like literally, now that Himmium's over. Well, let's say it is the funniest show of the current fall season because both Parks and Rec and Community are both currently not back yet. So temporarily, Family Guy is currently the best funniest program on American TV. But so it started off with just a normal episode of that, and I was very happy, and it was very funny. And then they started the crossover, and they went to Springfield, and then it kind of got a little less funny, but there was some fun to be had. They did some good meta jokes. There was kind of a joke where all of the characters were sitting in a courthouse together, and they placed all of the Simpsons characters sitting next to their sort of rip-offs from Family Guy just to show what a complete copy of the show it is. And there were jokes about how The Simpsons has won 50 Emmys and Family Guy has won 0. And then at the end, there was this 8-minute epic chicken fight between Homer and Peter Griffin, which was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Well, the episode was an hour, so... Oh, it was brilliant, though, because they go to space and they become superheroes.
Is it, like, realistic, or...?
Well, I mean, it's a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, it's a Family Guy.
Yes, what did you think it was? They go to space and they get radioactive poisoning and they become superheroes and start flying around. Oh, it's great. It's on YouTube. You have to watch it. It's on BuzzHub. So go look at it. BuzzHub.
Where does he use alliteration?
So that's a thing. Which? Lake on the street. Lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore.
Thank you.
There's also assonance with low down sword. I hate poetry.
Lake water lapping.
So, the episode was... pretty good. Could have been better, but I liked it. It's worth watching a couple times. Anyway, in other news, it was announced last night / this morning that Yvette Nicole Brown will not be returning for season 6 of Community. Now, of course, we heard a few months ago that she'd signed up for CBS's The Odd Couple reboot with Tom Lennon and Matthew Perry, and everyone thought, oh no, she won't be able to come back to Community now when it was renewed for season 6. What she is saying now is that she has to care for her ailing father, and this is how she's gotten out of her contract, because I think what it is that she would have had to shoot both The Odd Couple and Community back to back, and she, because she's looking after her father, she cannot do this, so she's backed out of Community, because clearly that was probably easier for her to do, legally speaking. But it's unfortunate. Shirley's one of the best characters, so let's hope she appears in one or two episodes. Maybe in the last episode she will pop up. She's a great character. And is there anything else?
That should not be hard.
She's hungry.
Yes.
Oh, we've got maths here.
Maths is our first class. First class. How do you not know this?
Tell y'all a story.
Well, I just imagine that I know all this stuff and just leave it.
Yeah, that's totally going to get you an A.
I don't want an A, I just want pass.
What's that, Irish?
All I want is a C or higher.
I'm going to get an A in pass Irish, and I'll say, I got an A in Irish, and they won't know any better.
Yeah, but you know you do pass.
Yeah, but... Kian's here. Perfect day. Welcome to the podcast, Kian.
Hey, thanks for
welcoming.
It's a really strange episode today.
Really?
Just look at the people who are on.
Yeah,
there's
just like one
non-regular.
Yeah. We put Owen on the album art recently.
I know, but that's so easy.
Actually, it's really fun to do. It's 1-1-1-2-1-1-3-3-1-1-4-5-6.
We don't do that in my past math class.
You don't do Pascal's triangle?
Nope.
It's actually really fun.
We do nothing.
But like, I don't get the point of it.
Once you get it, it's easy.
Yeah, but I don't get the point of it. Like, why?
Where's the album?
You don't know how to apply it?
Yeah, I do, but I mean...
Okay. Just when it goes expand,
yeah,
you do.
It's
still
like,
they invented
champagne. The
power of long division. So I know how to do that.
That's so easy.
I know how to do that.
Kian, what were you saying to me in your email last night? I didn't understand it. I sent you
and the three thingies.
Because I sent you like the New Yorker issue, and I sent you the real Blacklist cover. Because remember, we were looking at the other two. And then you were like, please send me something.
I'm not going to remember all the cues.
Give me what?
Like how to find so many cues.
And you thought I was going to see it before today?
When did you send it? It's like,
oh, I don't know. I go to bed at 9:30, so. Wait, I'll see now. Yeah, you sent it.
to that 10:43. That was an hour and 15 minutes after I went to bed.
Yeah, no, but I'm still going to forget it because I'm stupid.
That's, yeah, I put that picture of you. That's a nice picture of you, Keen.
See?
It's a lovely picture. That's Mark Fitzgerald's photo, but yeah, it's better than any of the photos I have of Keen. And I have millions. I have them as my lock screen.
It's what
right
we
now.
Did the last week.
That was actually not a bad photo.
It's a great photo. I love it. We turned it into the poster for a film. It's, where is it? There you go. Immersion.
Also, what stands the Dowling Cup?
Because it's awesome. Should I ever show you our Christmas carol?
That's really cool.
We're going to do our radio production of a Christmas carol. Keen is Scrooge.
Is this going to be on it?
As Tiny Tim.
Yeah, Roots.
What we did yesterday.
Oh, no.
I
got a cake. Hey, Keen, you horse on your slave car. You horse on your slave car.
Okay. I'm honored as my king, as my great patron. Yes, okay.
Oh no.
I'm off the dragon as well. Oh.
How many ways of studying math?
We're like building a new community over here.
What?
Hey. What? The movie? I've seen it twice before.
Well, this feels quite a bit.
They're screening Pan's Labyrinth up there now on Tuesday afternoons, lunchtime.
Oh, Tuesday. We have Big Brother Fest.
Oh, yeah, what time?
Yeah, 10:20.
Wait, when did you sign up for that?
There you go.
Why would you sign up for that?
Yeah,
so
like 10.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Oh, look at all that mess.
Oh, I know, that's because it's not like a doctor off yet, and it just came to see us.
Oh my god, so
and he's like, no, I'm going down the number.
Hey, Lucian, how you doing? Hey, long time no see.
Long time no see.
Ian, are you excited about the water charges?
Lucian needs to be close to me too.
What? Are you excited about the water charges?
Fuck off about the water charges.
But a year from today, we're all going to get our bill for 300
whatever
euros.
I couldn't care less about our...
That's like the strangest thing that's ever happened.
Ian, you're used to it.
He is wonderful dressed, but Mr. Dowling has now appeared on the podcast, which is the greatest thing that's ever happened. I mean, I'm cutting it out, but I'll still have it for my records. I have to take that down, actually, as a time code. 14:30-ish.
Really? Are you? I can't remember.
Windows 8.
Are you Nikki, or are you the other one? Are you Nicholas, or are you not the one?
The other one. Thanks.
I'm not the biggest dragon.
That was at, what?
Sorry,
14 minutes-ish. 14 minutes-ish download.
Yeah, a shitty phone.
I have two phones. This is just for recording podcasts. This is the phone I use.
This one's a shitty phone.
Oh, I know, it's terrible. But it has a great audio recorder on it. This doesn't, so. I don't use it for anything else.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking suck!
That's acceptable.
Okay. Oh, you know he's able to cut stuff out.
No, I'm not going to bother cutting that out. There's only a couple things I'll cut out. And those are words that offend minorities and...
Just retard!
that and
okay.
You know,
low and low.
I don't know.
Describe at least in one word about it.
Present. Present. I got out of that one.
I was gonna say special.
Satanic.
Where did Keen go? Oh, he went to get the Oscars. Oh no.
I still haven't got a ticket, but I'm not.
I got one yesterday. I paid for my own money.
I don't know any other
of
these.
It's a present of you.
It's gonna be horrible.
It's like such an elite.
I'm the only elite, you know, so like.
The name and the logo of Oscar are copyrighted, and I'm going to report them to the lawyers of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Is that a joke? No, not the real bell. Settle down. Yogi Bear started shouting and screaming there for a minute.
It doesn't work!
The
needs to calm down. Yeah. What? It's Owen who called him Yogi Bear. I just
started. I know. Gay unibrow thing.
Don't say that. Don't call it gay. It's offensive. Kian.
Yeah, he's back.
You realize that the caveman has been on the podcast now?
Yeah, it's good.
The caveman.
You should have done his rap.
Now I'm going to cut it out, but...
We can do it for Agent.
It was so scary because I was... He was coming over, and you can see a fucking microphone on this, and like a time thing going, and ticking off. It was like, shit. It's horrible, anyway.
We should have danced at the darling
time. We thought he didn't do the darling time. You know, I'll tell you what happened.
I paused the whole... Oh, no.
This episode isn't long enough.
Let's talk more.
It's been paused for like 3 minutes.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was recording. I was saying...
The running time is what's important, not the amount of talk.
Yeah, but no, if we don't really quick,
the longer the better.
Yes.
Or if you slow down our own problems so that we're just like talking.
That's actually a really great idea. This means we can say more in a quicker amount of time, but it comes out as longer.
Exactly, so we talk a lot.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Owen's here as well. How are you all?
I'm very good. We move on.
How do you put your name in
the It has to be legible.
How do you put your name in
I have to slow down in Audacity later. What do you tell your name? Do you spell my name? L-U-C-I-N. L-U-C-I-N. Tell you your name. A-L-I-C-A-O-E-O-G-A-H-N. C-I-N is how you spell your name. It's like my name except there's an A and it's shorter and there's two letters. There's no L and there's no
We do have hair.
What are you saying now? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm hair.
This is the greatest podcasting experiment that we've done all year.
I know it's great. You have teeth, Lucian.
Oh my god!
I was thinking we should have done that. We're doing a podcast. I came up with the whole song on the bus this morning, and there's an instrumental of the song available on the internet. So we're gonna do that soon.
We have to do a Christmas carol first.
We're gonna do a Christmas. Well, no. I mean, we can do the
song
first.
We slowed down.
I know, yeah, we have to talk faster. Look, I have a picture of Owen.
We've almost done 20 minutes.
Oh, Owen, you look so good in the picture.
I know, yes, you look so good in the picture.
With the camera.
I know she is. Exactly.
Look, there's an Easter.
I was looking for pictures of both of them. We were in the Lisa and Owen for Shiz group last night. So we
took all
these pics. There's that one. That's a lovely photo.
Oh, good memories.
I had that.
I'm so glad I got it.
I was saying that to go to Michael's birthday event, people under 17 have to get a fake IDs from this guy.
No, it's fine because it's cars.
What?
It's what?
It's cars.
Oh, yeah, you're
Michael
right.
Michael is carsexual.
Look, this guy's going to get us our
Why
fake IDs.
Why is Michael having an orgy?
What about this guy?
Yay! I want an orgy!
You know how I found this picture? I googled ridiculous man.
And I found
Yes. Yeah. He's from Malaysia. He's probably the CEO of Malaysia Airlines. You know, they announced last night that DreamWorks Animation are making a new film called The Boss Baby about a baby who's the CEO of a company.
Really?
And he's going to be voiced by Kevin Spacey, and Alec Baldwin's going to be in it too. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Anyway. It's going to be like what?
It's like a super clever baby.
Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, the proper Baldwin.
No, I like Adam.
Adam Baldwin is his like homophobic cousin.
Oh, yeah.
You see? What?
Yeah, she related.
No, I don't think so. But there are Alec Baldwin has a lot of brothers who are actors too.
What are you doing, you idiot?
What?
You never do a podcast?
No, I don't. I've never done one before.
Idiot.
I've done 136 episodes and I still haven't learned anything.
Your
Bell's gonna we're gonna do the most depressing sigh. Sigh of a man, a serious man.
I'm leaving you for who? For Sigh Ableness.